This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
A person who finds himself revisiting his behavior in public and how he behaves in private, and revisiting his manners, rethinking his investment and finances, and always pondering over every element of his or her personality and doings. This is a person who has indicators from Allah that their iman is very complete. Indicators that their preparations for the home of the hereafter are in place. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as Imam Ahmad narrates in his Musnad on the authority of Abi Hurairah, "Kun wari'a takun a'bada an-nas." Be a person who has wara', he said. Wara' meaning caution. A person who distances himself from the matters that could bring about doubt or even haram. He said, be a person who has caution, and you will be, in the eyes of Allah, the most devout of all people. A sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants good for a person is that He makes him very cautious in every one of his matters. Cautious when he comes to his glances. Cautious to what he or she listens to. Cautious as per the type of hijab she wears. Cautious to how you behave in public and what you do behind closed doors. And very cautious when it comes to your finances. And it is this last category which we want to be pondering over, which we wish to ponder over today. Wara, caution when it comes to your finances. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given us a fine example when it comes to wara, caution, a cautious approach to everything you do in life in preparation for the hereafter. And when it came to money, alayhi salatu wasalam, he was extra cautious, as he knew that on the day of judgment, for many people, their downfall will be because of the money. Their downfall will be because of something doubtful they had put into their mouths and consumed within their stomachs. Something haram that they had worn. Something doubtful that they had driven. Finances. And I will give you, dear brothers and sisters, 10 examples to show you what it is we mean when we say, when we hear others teaching us of having wara, caution, when it comes to our dinar and dirham, the pound and the dollar. It all started with Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Imam al-Bukhari narrates on the authority of Anas that whilst he was walking with his companions, he found a date on the side of the street. He picked it up and he said to those around him, "Lawla أني أخشى أن تكون من تمر الصدقة لأكلتها." If it wasn't for the fear that I have that this date belongs to the Muslim treasury, I would have eaten it. Caution. لا إله إلا الله. But it's even more remarkable, as Imam al-Bukhari narrates on the authority of Uqba ibn al-Harith. He was once leading his companions for Salatul Asr in the masjid, and as soon as he finished his prayer, he did something that they didn't usually see him do. He got up and he rushed into his homes, crossing over the companions. And so they were shocked. He came back outside of his home and he saw the astonishment from their faces. So he explained. He said to them, "ذَكَرْتُ تِبْرًا عِنْدَنَا مِنْ ذَهَبٍ ذَكَرْتُ تِبْرًا عِنْدَنَا يعني مِنْ ذَهَبٍ فَكَرِهْتُ أن يبيت عندنا أو أن يمسي عندنا فأمرت بقسمته." He said, "When I was praying, I remembered a small amount of gold that I had in my home. And so I really disliked the idea of going to sleep that evening when there is some money in my home. So I asked my family to distribute it." La ilaha illallah. But there is more. This caution that we saw in his life, alayhi salatu wasalam, this wara, was not only during his life, but also during his last moments before he passed away, alayhi salatu wasalam, as he reclined on his deathbed. And no one was closer to him during those moments than his wife Aisha. And she saw something that she would never forget. What did she see? Ahmad narrates in his Musnad on authority of our mother Aisha. She said, "Amarani Nabiyullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يعني وهو في سكرات الموت, أن أقسم مالا كان عندنا في الدار." The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed me to distribute some money that we had with us in the house, i.e. when he was passing away. And he was in and out of wakefulness, passing out and regaining consciousness. And then he passed out. And then he woke up. He said to Aisha, "Ma fa'alti? Did you do what I requested? Have you distributed the money?" She said, "Laqad shaghalani ma ra'aytu minka ya Rasulullah." "O Messenger of Allah, I have been so busy concerned about the situation that you're ill and your illness. I haven't distributed the money." He said to her, "Fahalummiha, bring the money to me, please." So she came and she had with her about 7 or 9 dinars. 7 or 9 dinars. And as she came with the money, she heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam say, "Ma dhannu Muhammadin an law laqiya Allah azza wa jalla wa hadhihi 'indah. Wa ma tubqi hadhihi min Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wasallam law laqiya Allah azza wa jalla wa hadhihi 'indah." She heard him say, "What does Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam expect that Allah would do to him if I was to meet him and this money was still with me in the home? And what goodness do I have in the eyes of Allah if I was to die and meet him and this money was still with me in the house? La ilaha illallah." And this money was distributed there and then before he passed away, alayhi salatu wasalam. This wasn't constrained or limited to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasalam. This rubbed off on his companions enormously as well. Caution, so much caution in everything they did in life, fearing the hellfire, hoping for Jannah, especially when it came to the dealings with money. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, a very famous incident, which Imam al-Bukhari narrates on the authority of Aisha, and Abi Nu'aym in his Hilyatul Awliya on the authority of Zayd ibn al-Arqam, and others. And I have put the narrations together. There was a servant of Abu Bakr who would bring Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu food from time to time. And Abu Bakr would eat, and he would usually ask the servant, "Where did you get the money from to buy this food?" If it was halal, Abu Bakr would eat. On one particular day, he forgot because of hunger. And so he began to eat. And then the servant said to him, "You didn't ask me where I got the food from." He said to him, "Where did you get the food from?" He said to him, "Takahantu li rajulin fil jahiliyyati kahanatan. Wama uhsinu al kahana illa anni khada'tu. فلقيني في يوم من الأيام فأعطاني فهذا الذي هو الذي تأكل منه." He said, "Well, in the past, in Jahiliyyah, before I became a Muslim, I told somebody about his future, and I don't have knowledge of foretelling. However, I managed to cheat him, and so he met me on one day and he gave me the wages for that service I offered him. And so this is the food that you are eating." Abu Bakr said to him, "Uffin lak. What have you done? Kitta antuhlikani. You almost killed me." Instantly Abu Bakr put his hand into his mouth and he tried to induce vomit. Hawala an yataqayya. He tried to induce vomit and it wasn't coming out of his system. He said, "Bring me water." They brought him water. And he began to drink water. He put his finger back into his throat and he was able to release the food, and he drank more water, and he was sick again, and more water, and he vomited everything till his stomach was empty. Then he made a dua, "Allahumma inni a'tadhiru ilayka mimma hamalathu al-a'sab aw hamalathu ash-sharayin wa khalatahu al-am'a'." Allahumma inni a'tadhiru ilayka mimma hamalathu al-uruq wa khalatahu al-am'a'. Oh Allah, I apologize to you from the remnants of that food that is now inside of my veins and have made their way into my intestines. Then his family said to him, "Yarhamukallah, kullu hadha min ajli luqma." They said to him, may Allah have mercy on you, Abu Bakr. You do all of this to yourself just because of a mouthful of food? He said to them, wallahi, لو ما خرجت إلا مع نفسي لأخرجتها. By Allah, if that food that I had eaten from haram was only going to leave my body with my soul, I would have still made sure that the food leaves me, because I heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, "Kullu jasadin nabata min suhtin fannaru awla bih." Every human being, he said, whose body grows because of haram food, then the hellfire is worthier of that body. And then you move down to Amirul Mu'mineen Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And a very similar incident Imam Malik narrates in his Muwatta. That Umar, he drank milk one day, فَاسْتَحْسَنَهُ وَأَعْجَبَهُ. He really enjoyed the milk. So he said to them, مِنْ أَيْنَ لَكُمْ هَذَا اللَّبَنُ. Where did you get this milk from? And they told him, it is from Ibilis Sadaqah. It is from the camels that belong to the Muslim treasury. So he realized he shouldn't have drank that milk. It's not his. Instantly, وضع أصبعه في فمه وتقيعه. He put his finger in the bottom or in the back of his throat and he regurgitated everything that he had drank. Umar ibn al-Khattab himself was the man who said, listen to these words, تركنا تسعة أعشار الحلال مخافة الربا. We, the companions, stayed away from 9/10 of the transactions of halal, fearing that we will enter into interest. We left 90% of halal trade, fearing that we may go near riba, interest. This is caution, wara, brothers and sisters, that we are referring to. When it comes to your finances, the pound and the dollar. And then Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak, Allahu Akbar, listen to his words. He says, لَأَنْ أَدْعَ دِرْهَمًا مِنْ شُبْهَةٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ أَنْ أُنْفِقَ مِئَةَ أَلْفٍ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ أُخْرَى حَتَّى بَلَغَ 600,000. He said, for me to put aside one dirham in business that I fear is a little bit doubtful, for me to reject one dirham that is doubtful is more beloved to me than to spend 100,000 dirhams in the path of Allah, and another 100,000, and another 100,000, till he listed 600,000. They really chose the side of caution, fearing the hellfire. And they did not try to cover up the haram of their businesses by spending on the masajid and spending on the orphans and spending on the widows. Their priority was to show caution. Everything else to them was extra. And then you have Abu Abdurrahman al-Umari. A man said to him, Idhni, give me advice please. He leant down to the ground and he picked up a small pebble and he said to him, مِثْلُ هَذَا مِنْ وَرَعٍ يَدُخُلُ فِي قَلْبِكْ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ صَلَاةِ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ. He said to him, see, this amount of wara, caution, that you allow into your heart is better for you than all of the prayer of humanity combined. Caution, wara. And then you have also the Shaykh of Imam al-Bukhari, the famous incident, Al-Hasan ibn Abd al-Aziz al-Jarawi, who refused to inherit any money from his father when his father passed away. This is the Shaykh of Imam al-Bukhari. When his father died, he refused to inherit any money from him. Why? لِشُبْهَةٍ خَالَطَتْهُ. Because his dad's income was a little bit doubtful. And as for the 10th example or the 10th narration that we promised, this is pertaining to a woman. How can we forget the women when we're speaking about wara? They have shown the exact same wara, caution, as the men did when it came to the pound and the dollar. History tells us of that woman who would hold on to her husband every morning before he would go out to work. And she would remind him of Allah. And she would say to him, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِينَا وَفِي رِزْقِنَا فَإِنَّا نَصْبِرُ عَلَى الْجُوعِ وَلَا نَصْبِرُ عَلَى النَّارِ. She said to him, fear Allah when you go out and you buy and sell. Fear Allah with regards to the money you're going to bring home this evening. Because me and the kids may show patience towards hunger, no problem. But we cannot show patience towards the hellfire. These are, brothers and sisters, 10 examples I wanted to share with you as how our predecessors approached the concept of caution in every one of the elements of their life, and specifically when it came to their financial transactions. What helps such people to be people of wara', caution, is the fact that they realize that we are living through very unusual times, years of deception, years where the haram has been painted with a very attractive gloss, and what was in the past completely unthinkable has now become perfectly acceptable. What was previously, not too long ago, something embarrassing, shameful, disgraceful, today has become noble and honorable. What used to be an all-out haram yesterday, not only has it become halal for some people today, but for those who try to speak out against it, they are shot down by their own Muslim community before anybody else. The people of caution, they realize we are living through unusual times, years of deception. And this is the description given by the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ about these types of years that we are living in. He said, as Imam Ahmad narrates in his Musnad on the authority of Abi Hurairah, سَيَأْتِ عَلَى النَّاسِ سَنَوَاتٌ خَدَّعَاتٌ يُصَدَّقُ فِيهَا الْكَاذِبُ وَيُكَذَّبُ فِيهَا الصَّادِقُ وَيُؤْتَمَنُ فِيهَا الْخَائِنُ ويخون فيها الأمين وينطق فيها الرويبضة قيل وما الرويبضة قال الرجل التافه يتكلم في أمر عام. He said, soon, O my companions, you are going to experience years of deception, he said, where you will see the trustworthy man being deemed as corrupt, and the man of corruption will be deemed trustworthy, and the one who is truthful will be classified as a liar, and the liar will be classified as truthful. He said, during those years, you will see Ar-Ruwaybida speaking. They said, O Messenger of Allah, what is Ar-Ruwaybida? Who are they? He said, it is the foolish person speaking on public affairs. It is the foolish person speaking on public affairs. And this is why, dear brothers and sisters, our companions had a complete different mindset. They would inquire and investigate and check and speak with the people of expertise before investing with their money, before buying and selling, to ensure that the money they are putting into their stomach through food and drink is entirely pleasing to Allah. Because what a loss it would be for a person to arrive on the Day of Judgment only to find that the only hurdle between you and Jannah is a few pounds that you had earned from haram. What a loss it would be to be barred from entering Jannah because one or two mouthfuls of food that you had consumed from the haram. What a loss. And therefore, brothers and sisters, wara', being caution, being a cautious Muslim, is not about a long beard that you grow, and a wonderful Islamic hijab that you may wear, and a thawb that you raise well above your ankles. And this is part of the deen, undoubtedly. Being a cautious Muslim is not about crying your eyes out in the month of Ramadan during the Taraweeh Salah, or spending on the building of masajid and sponsoring orphans and reciting Quran and fasting Mondays and Thursdays and being the first to pray in the front lines of a masjid. And this is part of the deen. However, الأعمال الصالحة يعملها البر والفاجر. Good deeds can be done by anyone. This is not what differentiates between you and I, and us and other people, a righteous person and perhaps an evil person. It's not these things. This is part of the deen. As Wahb ibn al-Ward, he said, لو قمت قيام السارية, يعني في الصلاة, لو قمت قيام السارية ما نفعك حتى تنظر فيما يدخل في بطنك أمن حلال أم من حرام. He said, if you were to stand like a pole, like a pillar, like a statue in salah, mashallah, he said, it will not benefit you until you show caution to what's going into your stomach, halal or haram. This, brothers and sisters, is what differentiates between a cautious Muslim and a completely careless Muslim. how he behaves with the pound and the dollar. This is a benchmark. When you buy and sell, how is he? Does he show you that his product is faulty? Is he willing to pull back a product that he sold you, he knows is faulty? How is he when he is told on a yearly basis, it's time to give zakat? How does he behave when he is told, your investment is doubtful? How does he behave when he borrows money from you? Does he give it back? How does he behave with the pound and the dollar? This is how we discover who a true person is. And that is why Imam Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi, in his book Al-Jawab al-Sahih في الرد على من بدل دين المسيح, he said that Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu once heard a man praising another man. And Umar radiallahu anhu doesn't really think that they know each other. So Umar, he said to him, هل أنت جاره الأدنى الذي يعرف صباحه ومساءه? My brother, that man that you are praising, are you his neighbor? So that you know his morning and his evening? The man said, no. He said to him, هل عاملته بالدينار والدرهم اللذين تمتحن بهما أمانات الناس? He said to him, have you dealt with him with regards to the dinar and the dirham? Have you had any financial dealings with him? The man said, no. He said to him, هل سافرت معه? هل رفقته في سفر الذي تمتحن به أخلاق الرجال? Have you ever traveled with him? The man said, no, I haven't. Umar said to him, فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَعْرِفُهُ. You don't really know him then, do you? How come you're praising him? You don't really know him. لَعَلَّكَ رَأَيْتَهُ يَرْكَعَ رَكَعَاتٍ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ. Perhaps you saw him bowing and prostrating in the masjid, so you thought he's a righteous person. Umar is saying to him, that's not how to judge the piety of a person. This is part of deen, part of Islam. Have you bought and sold with him? Brothers and sisters, do not add to your account, do not add to your savings, don't add to your income from a source that is doubtful, let alone a source that is definitely haram. Is it worth it? When the whole world and everything within it, in the eyes of Allah, is not worth the wing of a mosquito. Is it worth it? If you and I don't realize this now, voluntarily, then we will be made to realize it by force when we die or when we meet Allah in His court on Yawm al-Qiyamah. There we will realize, وَأَنَّا لَهُ الذِّكْرَى, Allah says, but how will realization benefit you on that day? To the businessman who is making his living and his wages through a restaurant eatery business, be cautious, have wara, be cautious. And remember that the same way people are coming to your venue to consume food, remember one day you are going to be consumed at your venue, the venue of the grave. Be cautious of the food that you are providing and the drink you are providing and the environment that you are creating. Be cautious. To the businessman who is making his day-to-day through property and construction and building the homes of others, be cautious. Don't allow your construction of other people's home make you forget the construction of your own home in Jannah. Nobody can build that on your behalf. To the businessman who is making his day-to-day through the 9-to-5 job, like perhaps a lot of us are, be cautious, have wara, be cautious. And don't allow those hours to distract you from your salah, from your obligation towards da'wah, your presence in the masjid. Don't allow it to distract you from your Islamic identity. Because when the angel of death makes his way to you in order to claim your soul, nothing is going to distract him. To the businessman who perhaps is making a living through the selling of an intoxicant, whether alcohol or drugs, greater than that or lower than that, remember, be cautious. Because if your own sins are not enough for you, then prepare yourself to carry the sins of other people on the day of judgment, because you are responsible for them. To the individual, the male or the female, who is justifying their income, when the people of goodness give them advice, be cautious. And put away those justifications that you know will not stand in the court of Allah on the day of judgment. to the person who is making an income from a doubtful source or a source that is definitely haram, be cautious and realize that the very first victim, the very first casualty of that money that you're bringing home will be your dua. Because Allah does not accept the dua of somebody who eats and drinks from the haram. And what good is there in life if you no longer have a connection with Allah in the form of dua? And the second casualty will be your sadaqah. Because Allah does not accept the charity of somebody who earns from haram. Rather, as Ibn Taymiyyah, he said, the person who spends in the good causes when he is earning from haram, he is sinful in the eyes of Allah. Not only is it rejected, he is sinful in the eyes of Allah. How can you wash your clothes using urine? How can you build a building on the sea that has no foundations? How therefore can you give a charity when the money is sourced from haram? Brothers and sisters in Islam, the concluding message for myself and for your good selves, plug in this act of worship, wara, caution, in everything that you do in life. As our mother Aisha, she would say, إِنَّكُمْ لَتَغْفُلُونَ عَنْ أَفْضَلِ الْعِبَادَةِ الْوَرَى. She said, you, O Muslims, are not giving attention to the greatest act of worship in existence. She said, that is wara. Approaching matters in life with caution.